So far, what we have read from text 16 to 9:20 of the second canto, first chapter, is a process of meditation that is given. Now, one may think that if this process of meditation has been described in Bhagavatam, then it is something that all of us must also do. Actually, this process of meditation is given for those people who do not yet have a full understanding of the personal feature of the Lord. Because they are too materially engrossed, too distracted by their desires for sense enjoyment, they don't have a conception that they cannot conceive of the Lord as a person, they cannot understand those higher things. They have a concept of there is something divine, but they don't have any other concept beyond that. They don't have that understanding. Now, for such people, it will be very difficult to immediately engage in the service of the Lord. So therefore, it is described that such people can do this practice by becoming more detached from family affairs, sitting and doing Omkara, and then meditating on the limbs of Vishnu. But Prabhupada explains in the purport to text 19 and 20 that this process is very difficult, to sit down in one place and to meditate on the limbs of Vishnu. It requires a great deal of focus and attention. So Prabhupada says it is, and then, you know, doing this Omkara and Pratyahara, like withdrawing from the sense objects and everything, is very difficult even for materialists. Even if they don't understand the personal form of the Lord, very difficult to do all of these things. And therefore Prabhupada recommends that it is easier than, rather than withdrawing the mind and senses from sense objects, it is better and easier to engage the mind and senses in a higher thing, that is the service of the Lord and the devotees. So automatically the mind and senses will withdraw from the material things and be engaged in the service of the Lord. So therefore it is easier. And easier than sitting down and meditating on the different limbs of Vishnu is to come and take darshan every single day in the mandir, in the temple. So Lord Krishna is there, Radha Neelamadhav are there, Gaur Nithai are there, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, all of them are there. So we can every day come and take darshan, beginning from the lotus feet of the Lord and then gradually moving upwards to the face. Our tendency is usually to take direction, darshan of the face directly. But the first thing we must do is focus on the lotus feet, offer prayers and then gradually move upwards. So that plus engaging in devotional service is much easier than sitting and chanting Omkara and meditating on the different limbs of the Lord. But nevertheless, some of them are extremely materially oriented, cannot, and they don't have any conception of the Lord, the Supreme Lord, etc. So this method is recommended. So see, the text 20 we will read again, even if we read it last time. Rajastamobhyamakshiptam vimodham manatmanah yachida dharanaya dhiro hanti yatat kritam malam. One's mind is always agitated by the passionate mode of material nature and bewildered by the ignorant mode of material nature. But one can rectify such conceptions by the relation of Vishnu and thus become pacified by cleansing the dirty things created by them. So because of all these desires and this agitation that we have, a lot of conceptions that have been created in our mind, a lot of dirty things are there, desires are there. So Sukadev Goswami is telling that all this can be cleansed by seeing everything in matter connected with the Lord Vishnu, like that. So when we see matter is connected with Lord Vishnu, then automatically we get purified. Our desires get purified and we stop seeing matter as something for our enjoyment, and we start seeing that matter is worshipable because of its connection with the Supreme Lord, and therefore we think about using matter in the Lord's service and not wasting it for our own enjoyment. Text 21. Yasyam sandharyamanayam yam yogino bhakti lakshana Ashu sampadyate yoga ashrayam badramikshata. O king, by the system of remembrance and by being fixed in the habit of seeing the all good personal conception of the Lord, one can very soon attain devotional service to the Lord under his direct shelter. So for someone who's too materially engrossed, when you end up seeing everything in the material nature connected to the Lord, then because you're fixed in that habit, and fixed in that habit of meditating on Omkara and fixed in the habit of meditating on the limbs of the Lord, very soon, because the mind has become cleansed owing to connection with the Supreme Lord, you can come to the platform of devotional service of the Lord. Write that. So by seeing everything in nature connected with the Lord, we end up developing a worshipful attitude towards the Lord, and that then translates into devotional service. So now Maharaj Parikshit is asking the question, how should I fix my mind? You're saying I should meditate on the limbs of Vishnu, so how should that be done? So text 22, Rajo Vacha Yatha Sandharyate Brahman Dharana Yatra Sammata Yadirshi Vahare Dashu Purushasya Manomalam. The fortunate King Parikshit, inquiring further, said, O Brahmana, please describe in full detail how and where the mind has to be applied and how the conception can be fixed so that the dirty things in a person's mind can be removed. So he's telling how do we apply the mind, and you're telling some dirty things from the mind will be removed. So please tell me how we can do that. So we will read the first paragraph of the purport. Would Sangeeta like to read the first paragraph of the purport for all of us? Yes, Hare Krishna. No, it's very low actually.
Oh boy, okay. No, I'm driving and I'm just going to get home in like a couple minutes, so I can read after that.
Oh, so sorry. Yeah, we'll have you read after that. Would Prabha Mataji like to read the purport, the first paragraph?
Yes, sir. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Actually, read both of them. Read both of them. There is a detailed explanation in the second one also, which is helpful to all of us.
The dirty things in the heart of a conditioned soul are the root cause of all troubles for him. The conditioned soul is surrounded by the manifold miseries of material existence, but on account of his gross ignorance, he is unable to remove the troubles due to dirty things in the heart accumulated during the long prison life in the material world. He is actually meant to serve the will of the Lord, Supreme Lord, but on account of the dirty things in the heart he likes to serve his concocted desires. These desires, instead of giving him any peace of mind, create new problems and thus bind him to the cycle of repeated birth and death. These dirty things of fruitive work and empiric philosophy can be removed only by association with the Supreme Lord. The Lord, being omnipotent, can offer his association by his inconceivable potencies. Thus, persons who are unable to pin their faith on the personal feature of the Absolute are given a chance to associate with his Virat Rupa, or the cosmic impersonal feature of the Lord. The cosmic impersonal feature of the Lord is a feature of his unlimited potencies. Since the potent and potencies are identical, even the conception of his impersonal cosmic feature helps the conditioned soul to associate with the Lord indirectly and thus gradually rise to the stage of personal contact. Maharaja Parikshit was already directly connected with the personal feature of the Lord, Sri Krishna. And as such, he had no need to inquire from Sukadeva Goswami about where and how to apply the mind in the impersonal Virat Rupa of the Lord. But he inquired after a detailed description of the matter for the benefit of others who are unable to conceive of the transcendental personal feature of the Lord as the form of eternity, knowledge and bliss. The non-devotee class of men cannot think of the personal feature of the Lord. Because of their poor fund of knowledge, the personal form of the Lord, like Rama or Krishna, is completely revolting to them. they have a poor estimation of the potency of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 11, it is explained by the Lord Himself that people with a poor fund of knowledge deride the Supreme Personality of the Lord, taking Him to be a common man. Such men are ignorant of the inconceivable potency of the Lord. By the inconceivable potency of the Lord, He can move in human society or any other society of living beings and yet remain the same omnipotent Lord without deviating in the slightest from His transcendental position. So, for the benefit of men who are unable to accept the Lord in His personal eternal form, Maharaja Parikshit inquired from Sukadev Goswami how to fix the mind on Him in the beginning, and the Goswami replied in detail as follows.
Thank you. So now he is, because Parikshit Maharaj has asked this question, so he is, Sukadev Goswami is going to answer. Now, many times we also ask questions in class, or we ask questions to our spiritual masters and all. But we have to be careful that our questions are relevant to our growth in our spiritual life. There's no point in asking mundane questions and wasting the time of the spiritual master. We ask questions that are beneficial for everyone. So like in the beginning of this chapter, when Parikshit Maharaj had asked, you know, what is the way of perfection for all human beings, especially for the one who is about to die, and what should they remember, hear, chant and worship, and what activities they should not do. So Sukadev Goswami, on hearing the question, he described the question as lokahitam, beneficial for all types of people because it is related to Krishna. Because the answer to that question is related to Krishna completely. So even the speaker is purified talking, answering that question, and even the person hearing the answer is purified. So when we ask questions, our questions have to be like that. Similarly, here again, when Maharaj Parikshit is asking how to fix and how to remove the dirty things in the mind, and this is also connected with this, connected to Krishna, and therefore it is beneficial for everyone. So this is something we must be careful about. So text 23, Sri Shuka Uvacha, Jitasano Jitashvaso Jitasango Jitendriyah Sthule Bhagavateo Rupe Mana Sandhara Yedhiya. Sukadev Goswami answered, one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayam, and thus control the mind and senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord, which is a Virat Rupa. Now this is very difficult actually, to sit down in a controlled way, do pranayam, control the mind and senses, and then apply the mind to the Lord's different limbs. So we'll go to 24. Visheshastasya dehoyam sthavishtascha sthavishyasam yatredam vyajyate vishvam bhutam bhavyam bhavachasat. This gigantic manifestation of the phenomenal material world as a whole is the personal body of the Absolute Truth, wherein the universal resultant past, present and future of material time is experienced. So he is explaining more about the Virat Rupa. And this Virat Rupa was shown even to Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra. Text 25. Andakoshe sharirasmin sapta varana samyute vairajah purushoyosau bhagavan dharanashrayah. The gigantic universal form of the personality of Godhead within the body of the universal shell, which is covered by sevenfold material elements, is the subject for the Virat conception. So he is explaining that this Virat Rupa is represented, is there for each and every universe. It is the first expansion of I think it is the first plenary expansion of Mahavishnu, if I am not wrong. And it is a conception. It's like a blueprint that is also given to Brahma in how to do this Visarga, the secondary creation. And then this thing also, this Virat conception of the Lord also helps us meditate on the Lord. And also, many times people say that, you know, this is, I am Lord Krishna or I am Bhagavan and all. So then Prabhupada is writing down in the end of the purport that, okay, first such people should be able to exhibit a Virat Rupa like that. Then we can think about you as, you know, then we will talk more about it later. We can think if you are a god or not. So it's important that we know how to identify who is a pretender. Text 26.
पातालमेतस्य हि पादमूलं पठन्ति पार्ष्णी प्रपदे रसातलं महातलं विश्वो सृजथ गुल्फौ तलातलं वै पुरुषस्य जंगे.
So now all the different planetary systems, there are 14 planetary systems and they all have their position in different parts of the universal form or the Virat Rupa's body. So he's explaining, persons who have realized it, have studied, and the planets known as Patala constitute the bottoms of the feet of the universal Lord. And the heels and the toes are the Rasatal planets. The ankles are the Mahatala planets. And his shanks constitute the Talatala planets. So these are all the different description of the hellish and the subterranean planetary systems. Hell is not just Patal. There are different types of hell. And more description is going to be given in the fifth canto about the hellish systems. So if we read in the second paragraph of the purport, the universe is divided into 14 planetary systems. 7 planetary systems called Bhuvar, Swar, Mahar, Janas, Tapas, Satya are upward planetary systems, one above the other. So considering that Bhur is like the middle, so from Bhur it goes upwards, and then below Bhur is, there are also 7 planetary systems downwards known as Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal, Patal, gradually one below the other. In this verse, the description begins from the feet, from the bottom, because it is in line of devotion that the Lord's bodily description would begin from his feet. Shukadev Goswami is a recognized devotee of the Lord and he is exactly correct in his description. Text 27.
द्वेजानुनि सूतलं विश्वमूर्तेर् उरुद्वयं वितलं चातलं च महीतलं तज्जगनं महीपते नाभस्तलं नाभिसरो गृणन्ति.
The knees of the universal form are the planetary system of the name Sutala, and the two thighs are the Vitala and Atala planetary systems. The hips are Mahitala and outer space is the depression of his navel. So there is space also. So that is the depression of the navel of the Lord, the universal form of the Virat Rupa. The chest of the original personality of the gigantic form is the luminary planetary system. His neck is the Mahar planets. His mouth is the Janas planets. And his forehead is the Tapas planetary system. The topmost planetary system known as Satyaloka is the head of he who has 1,000 heads. Can someone read this purport, please?
I can read it.
Was that Sangeeta who said Haribol?
Yes.
Okay, please read the purport, Sangeeta.
The effulgent luminary planets like the sun and the moon are situated almost in the mid-place of the universe. And as such, they are to be known as the chest of the original gigantic form of the Lord. And above the luminary planet, called also the heavenly places of the universal directorate demigod, are the Mahar, Janas and Tapas planetary systems. And above all, the Satyaloka planetary system, where the chief directors of the modes of material nature reside, namely Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. This Vishnu is known as the Shiro Dakshai Vishnu, and he acts as a super soul in every living being. There are innumerable universes floating on the causal ocean, and in each of them the representation of the Virat form of the Lord is there, along with innumerable suns, moons, heavenly demigods, Brahmas, Vishnus and Shivas, all of them situated in one part of the inconceivable potency of Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 10.42.
Thank you. So here the position of the sun and the moon is also described, where it is situated. Right? It's in the midplace of the universe, around the chest of the Lord. So these heavenly planetary systems are upwards, the Swarga, Maharjanas, etc. And then these are lower, the lower planetary systems are below. But you have to understand everything, even these heavenly planets are within the material universe that undergoes destruction when there is pralaya. And birth, disease, old age and death happens everywhere. So there is no use of a life which is full of enjoyment and perfect and everything is going on very nicely and there's a lot of enjoyment. Because you're still subject to birth, disease, old age and death. So therefore our goal is to come out of the universe, go back home, back to Godhead in the spiritual planetary systems. Not within this universe, it's beyond this material realm, beyond the Mahatattva. That's where we want to be. Text 29. Indradayo, Indradayo Bahavahur Ushraha Karnau Dishashrotrama Musya Shabdaha Nasatya Dasrau Paramasya Nase Granosya Gandho Mukhamagni Riddha. His arms are the demigods headed by Indra. The ten directional sides are his ears, and physical sound is his sense of hearing. So when you are hearing something, it actually first heard by the Virat Purusha, then you hear. So then, you know, let's not hear mundane things, because then Virat Purusha is hearing all those things. His nostrils are the two Ashwini Kumaras, and material fragrance is his sense of smell. His mouth is the blazing fire. So another thing we see is that all the demigods are parts of the Virat Purusha's body. That means they are all subordinate to the Lord, right? So then we should not be scared that, oh, if I don't worship the demigods, then they'll be upset. So I have to worship the demigods and I have to worship Krishna. No, if you worship Krishna, automatically all the demigods will be satisfied, because it's like watering the root of a tree distributes energies to all the other parts of the tree. Text 30. Dyaurakshini chakshurabhut patangaha Pakshmani Vishnu rahani ubhecha Tadbhru vijrimba parameshti dhishnyam Aposya talu rasa eva jiva. The sphere of outer space constitutes his eyepits, and the eyeball is the sun as the power of seeing. His eyelids are both the day and night, and in the movements of his eyebrows, Brahma and similar supreme personalities reside. His palate is the director of water, Varuna, and the juice or essence of everything is his tongue. So here again, whatever you are tasting is first being tasted by the Lord himself. So we have to accept everything based on Shastra. That's what Prabhupada is writing down. If you, as Prabhupada writes on in the purport, to common sense, the description in this verse appears to be somewhat contradictory, because sometimes the sun has been described as the eyeball and sometimes as the outer space sphere, but there is no room for common sense in the injunctions of the Shastras. We must accept the description of the Shastras and concentrate more on the form of the Virat Rupa than on common sense. Common sense is always imperfect, whereas the description in the Shastra is always perfect and complete. So don't get lost into, oh, this is not making sense. Just accept whatever description is being given here. That is how we will make advancement. Text 31. Chandamsya anantasya sharo grananti damstrayam asneha kaladvijani haso janon madakari cha maya duranta sargo yatapanga mokshaha. They say that the Vedic hymns are the cerebral passage of the Lord, and his jaws of teeth are Yama, God of death, who punishes the sinners. The art of affection is his set of teeth, and the most alluring, illusory material energy is his smile. This great ocean of material creation is but the casting of his glance over us. So here, again you see, everything that you see exists, art of affection, ocean of material creation, teeth, illusory and material energy, all of these things are all part of the supreme Lord's Virat Rupa. Text 32. Vridota raushtha dhara eva lobho dharmastano dharma pathosya prishtham
kastasya medram vrishanau cha mitrau kukshi samudra girayosti sanga.
Modesty is the upper portion of his lips, hankering is his chin. Religion is the breast of the Lord, and irreligion is his back. Brahmaji, who generates all living beings in the material world, is his genitals, and the Mitra Varunas are his two testicles. The ocean is his waist, and the hills and mountains are the stacks of his bones. So everything that you are looking at, everything that you see, is actually part of the Lord's body. So when you are littering some trail or some picnic hill, picnic place, or you're going on a hill for a hike, you know, they're all the bones, the stacks of the bones of the Lord. And littering means you are directly littering the Lord's body. Like the ocean, so much dump goes into the ocean, but that's the waste of the Lord. W-A-I-S-T. So it's important to see things like that. When you start seeing things connected to the Lord, then you automatically don't want to waste things. And this is very interesting here. It is said, irreligion is the Lord's back. So when you are not facing the Lord, then you are basically in irreligion. Irreligion is behind the Lord. It's not like something, when the Lord is not present, there is irreligion. Or the Lord is backing all of us, that means there is irreligion. But the reason the Lord is backing us is because we choose to stand behind his back. Like that. Text 33. Nadyos anadyos satanuruhani mahiruha vishvatanor nipendra ananta virya shvasitam maktirshva gatir vaya karma guna pravaha. O king, the rivers are the veins of the gigantic body. So what is this about putting dams? What is this about putting all this industrial waste in the rivers? The trees are the hairs of his body. So imagine all these trees that are being cut or that are being uprooted. You know how painful it is on your body when a single hair is uprooted, removed from the roots. So how painful it must be for the Lord. And the omnipotent air is his breath. So we are polluting the air, so many different things. That is the Lord's breath. So we have to be very careful how we are using things and how we are dealing with things in the material world, because it's all connected to the body of the Lord. The passing ages are his movements, and his activities are the reactions of the three modes of material nature. So when you start, suppose now next time you see the sun, then you know it is the Lord's eyeball. Next time you see the river, you know it is the Lord's veins. You see the ocean, you know it's the Lord's waist. You see the trees, you know it's the hair of the body of the Lord. When you're breathing air, you know this is the breath of the Lord. So everything that you are connected to in the material universe is all connected to the Lord. So everything is actually transcendental. And when we learn how to see like that as practicing devotees, we can always remember the Lord like that. So it is nice to know these things. Text 34. Ishasya keshan vidurambhu vahan vasastu sandhyam kuru varya bhumna avyaktam ahurhidayam manascha sachandrama sarva vikara koshah. O best amongst the Kurus, the clouds which carry water are the hairs on his head. The terminations of days or nights are his dress. And the supreme cause of material creation is his intelligence. His mind is the moon, the reservoir of all changes. So see, the clouds are the hairs on the Lord's head. And the terminations of days and night are his dress. So the sandhyas are like the dress of the Lord. And the supreme cause of material creation is his intelligence. And you see the moon, you know, it's the mind of the Lord. And then therefore, like someone who has a weak moon, also it affects our horoscope also. That means you have a weak mind also. So it's the same connection is there. Text 35. Vignana shaktim mahiyamananti sarvatmanon antakaranam giritram Ashvastragajanakhani sarve mriga pashavashroni deshe. The principle of matter, Mahat Tattva, is the consciousness of the omnipresent Lord, as asserted by the experts, and Rudra Dev is his ego.
The horse, mule, camel and elephants are his nails, and wild animals and all quadrupeds are situated in the belt zone of the Lord. So, usually the compassion towards animals that we see in this country is mostly only towards the dog and the cat. Because the dog and the cat give them pleasure, so they want to take care of the dog and cat nicely, and they will have all animal rights and all different kind of things about, you know, how the animals, the dogs and the cats should be treated. This is pet abuse and so many things. But they don't have the same conception for the animals like the cow and other animals. Nowadays they have dog meat, horse meat, everything. So they don't have that compassion because they don't see that those animals are serving their needs in an emotional way. So they want to kill them and have their meat. But for a Vedic person, for a spiritual person who understands things properly, the compassion towards all animals as living entities is based on the fact that they are all living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna and they are worshipable. And here we are also seeing that they are all related to the body of the Lord. So if you are harming any animal or behaving with it very harshly, you are actually harming the body of the Lord. So when people start seeing things like that, they automatically, the exploitative tendency goes away. Because they see, oh, I'm hurting the divine by doing that. So let me not do that. Let me see how I can serve these entities. And gradually, who is the divine person behind all of these things? Oh, it's Supreme Lord, Lord Krishna. Okay, I want to serve him. So this is how the mindset changes. Text 36. Vayam sitad vyakaranam vichitram manur manisha manujoni vasaha Gandharva Vidyadhara Charanapshra Swara Smitir Asurani Kavirya. I think I read the last line now. Swara Smitir Asurani Kavirya. Varieties of birds are indications of his masterful artistic sense. Manu, the father of mankind, is the emblem of his standard intelligence. And humanity is his residence. So humanity is the Lord's residence. The celestial species of human beings, like the Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Charanas and angels, all represent his musical rhythm. And the demoniac soldiers are representations of his wonderful prowess. So these demons also, they're getting power from the Lord only. Like that. Text 37. Brahmananam kshatrabhujo mahatma vidururangri shrita krishna varna nane nana bhidabhi jaganopapanno dravyatmaka karma vitana yoga. The Virat Purusha's face is the Brahmanas, his arms are the Kshatriyas, his thighs are the Vaishyas, and the Shudras are under the protection of his feet. All the worshipable demigods are also overtaken by him, and it is the duty of everyone to perform sacrifices with feasible goods to appease the Lord. So now you're seeing that the service class which serves another master and gets a salary is considered as a Shudra, and they're always under the protection of his feet, and they support the entire body. The feet support the entire body. And the arms are the ones that protect the other Kshatriyas. And the thighs are the ones that support the body in a different way. Through business and through economic development, etc. They are the Vaishyas. And Brahmanas are the head. Because the intelligence of the entire society lies with the Brahmanas. So one thing we have to understand here is that this concept that some caste is higher and lower is wrong. This, if we are in a transcendental system, where everyone is seeing their service as a service to the Lord, seeing their duties as a service to the Lord, then basically we don't say that the feet of the Lord are very dirty, only the face is clean. Because that's how we deal with the untouchable, like they'll call them untouchable in the caste system. And they'll call them as Shudras are very dirty, they're not good. But when you have the proper Daivi Varnashram concept, then you don't say that, oh, the feet of the Lord are less important than the head of the Lord. No, the entire body of the Lord is transcendental, and in fact we focus more on the feet. So in the Daivi Varnashram system, in the transcendental one, the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Shudras are all Vaishnavas. They are all devotees, and their duty is to do service. Now depending upon their nature and inclination and service, they may be doing a certain job like a Shudra or like a Kshatriya or like a Vaishya or a Brahmana.
But we don't say one is better than the other. In the Daivi Varnashram system where everyone is focused on the Lord. Like that. Text 38.
Iyana Savishvara Vigrahasya Yasannivesha Katito Mayate Sandharyate Smin Vapushi Stavishte Manaswabuddhyana Yatosti Kinchit.
I have thus explained to you the gross material gigantic conception of the personality of Godhead. One who seriously desires liberation concentrates his mind on this form of the Lord because there is nothing more than this in the material world. So, he is telling there is nothing more than this in the material world. So, the entire Virat Rupa represents the entire material world, and if you meditate, then you will achieve. One thing is the dirty things of the mind will go away and we will be able to go back home, get a divine connection like that, and gradually we will believe and start worshipping on the Lord, engaging our mind and senses in the worship of the Lord. So we will do this text 9. Okay, this is the last text of this particular chapter.
Sa sarvadhi vrityanubhuta sarva Atma yatha svapna janakshitaika tam satyam ananda nidhim bhajeta nanyatra sajjed yata atma patha.
So this nanyatra sajjed means one should not be attached to anything else except for the Lord himself. That's what he is trying to stress. One should concentrate his mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who alone distributes himself in so many manifestations, just as ordinary persons create thousands of manifestations in dream. One must concentrate the mind on him, the only all-blissful absolute truth. Otherwise, one will be misled and one will cause his own degradation. So now the Lord is, Sukadeva Goswami is telling that you must engage in the devotional service of the Lord, right? Now, for us to sit down and meditate is going to be very difficult. But if we are constantly engaged in the Lord's service, then we are constantly thinking about how we are going to execute it, how we plan our time. Like, say, suppose, like recently we had this Ekadashi cooking class as a part of Bhakti Arts on Saturday, organized by Sudha and Rupali, and it was performed. The class was in the instructor, it was by Vidhi. Now, they went through so many weeks of planning that class and how it should be properly done, how it should be properly executed, how we must serve nicely, how the schedule of the class must be designed so that it is beneficial, how the recipes must be printed, how all of these things should happen, so that the devotees can make nice preparations on the day of Ekadashi and offer it to the Lord and the devotees. So, it was a service related to Krishna, and all this thought process that these three devotees went through throughout that last 1 month, till the 31st, was focused on how to do this particular service which is connected to Krishna. So in that way the mind and senses are engaged in meditation on Krishna, and this becomes a little easier for us. And that way you are constantly meditating on, if you are meditating on things related to Krishna, then you are meditating on Krishna. So that is our meditation. And towards the end of the purport, I'm just trying to search where he describes nanyatra sajjit. Oh, it's not in this purport. So, Nanyatra Sajjid is, don't focus on anything else but the Lord. So, this is a prayer he is giving to all of us. So, we have to create our lives in such a way that our life is constantly becomes a meditation on the Lord and things related to the Lord. Because that is the only way in which we can make progress, the only way in which we can please the Lord. Like that. So, thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purports of the second canto, first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The First Step in God Realization. And on Thursday we will begin the second chapter, which is the Lord in the Heart. And when we will read that, and we will read Parikshit Maharaj's questions and the kind of things Sukadeva Goswami, he guides us as to how to be on this platform of Nanyatra Sajjit, to not have any other focus except for the focus on the Lord. He gives us many examples on how we can do that. And the second chapter is a little heavy also. He really cuts through our illusion. So be prepared for that. Is there any discussion? Any points anyone would like to ask? or share before we end the call for the day? Hare Krishna. Is there not anything that anyone would like to share? Then we can end the call for the day. All right. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.